Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey, hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Now, record scratch, your girl Bree, I'm on sabbatical right now, just like I told you I was going to be at the beginning of this month, but I'm not going to leave you hanging. You know, I always come through with something for you every Monday, and today is no different. So I've gone back into the archives and got an episode for you today that really has some gems and nuggets for you as we make our way into 2025. So light your candle. Get you some chamomile tea or whatever you want to drink, and don't forget your journal. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Three things are really going to help you to change your life. They are going to help you live from a place of healing and joy, and that is important for Black women. They are going to help you to not only prioritize yourself, prioritize your well-being, prioritize your wholeness, your healing, prioritize your comfort, your ease, your freedom, your liberation. Hashtag soft life, that's in there too. And just embracing your pleasures, embracing you having a relationship with yourself, you learning yourself. I feel like a lot of us, we still don't know really who we are. No shade and no shame in that, right? And also just for our growth, our happiness, to embrace our femininity, whatever that means for you, okay? So the first thing that I would say in this 2024 list of three things is that I want you to start dating yourself. I want you to start dating yourself. And I'm very, very serious about. I don't say these things casually. And I know you're just like, yeah, I know. I date myself sometimes, et cetera, et cetera. I want you to pull out your calendar and minimum once a quarter. So that's once every 3 months. I want you to take yourself out on a date. I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you're single. I don't care if you're somewhere in between. I don't care if you're dating one person, you're dating multiple people, you're trying to figure out, you know, who the person's going to be in your life. Like, I don't care where you are in your journey of like relationships right now, all of it's relevant. But I want you to start dating yourself, and I want you to go on a date at least once every in a 3 month period. So that's giving you a minimum of 4 times in a year that you are taking yourself out on a date. If you're able to do more, fantastic. But I want you to do this at least once a quarter. Dating yourself is about loving yourself, honoring yourself, tuning into who you are. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What things light you up, right? The thing that I realize is that a lot of us, we wait until someone asks us out. Like, for example, if you have a partner, maybe your partner's like, "Bae, let's go have date night, da da da," and that's great. Or maybe you're on Tinder, if that's still a thing, and you're swiping, and you guys link up, and you go on a date or whatever. But I want you to get into this mindset that you don't have to wait for someone to basically pick you or say, "Hey, let's go out. Let me cater to you." You know what I'm saying? We can do those things for ourselves. It's not, how can I say this? It's not that, I guess it's quote unquote bad to do these things for yourself, but I feel like sometimes some of us, we just wait until someone chooses us to then say, okay, I'm worthy of going out. I'm worthy of going to a nice restaurant. I'm worthy of going to a nice hotel. I'm worthy of, you know, having this whole experience. And you're already worthy. You don't need someone to choose you to do these things. And when you take yourself out, you still take yourself out, getting all decked out, looking absolutely gorgeous if that's your thing, or however you like to go out when you go out on a date. It's still about getting yourself flowers if that's your thing. It's still about having this upscale and luxurious experience, again, if that's your thing. And I'm just using that as because those are things that I like, but you know what you like on a date, right? So I'm just generally speaking on this part. But there's nothing better than going where you want to go, spending time with yourself, eating somewhere nice, and having this whole luxurious experience. And for me personally, because I am going to be doing this as well, most likely I'll end up like booking a hotel that's close to the restaurant. That way, you know, I can drink, I can really eat whatever it is I want to eat. And then the hotel is close by and I will have a beautiful evening in the hotel, hopefully a nice upscale location. And it's just a full experience because I deserve that. And this experience, I'm really going to just tap into those feelings of just being what it means for me to be a woman. It's okay to date yourself. You don't have to wait around. And I promise you, like, if you do this at least once a quarter, if you have children, by the way, I know that a lot of you do. I would highly recommend that you, this is one of the reasons why I want you to get them onto the calendar. That way in advance, you can let people know, hey, I really want to do this for myself. I need to be able to do this for myself. Can you help me by watching the kids? Again, this could be, maybe it's your parents. Hey, these 4 days of the year, I'm going to be just gone for like a day. Can I bring the kids over to the house or can you come over to my house, watch the kids? Or maybe you have that arrangement with a girlfriend who also has kids, or maybe she doesn't. But you can kind of like set this up in advance so that way there's really no reason for you not to be able to go, right? If you know in advance, you can already make plans ahead of time, whatever those plans might need to be for your situation. Or obviously, if you're booed up, your husband, you can say, hey, babe, I just really want to take myself out on a date and I'm going to just do this solo. I need you to watch the kids and this is when I'm going to go. I'll be back tonight or tomorrow morning or like whatever. I'm just saying, you know, obviously being respectful of other people's time. If you need to involve other people, just letting them know, hey, this is what I want to do. And this is the date I like to do it. And just make sure that you're free and clear. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would recommend, especially if you have children, okay? Or if you are in a situation where you have a partner or a spouse or whatever, right? But again, it's just like being able to date yourself. It's really just about you tapping into those feelings that you want to feel about yourself. And you're giving it to yourself. You're not waiting around for someone to give it to you. You are literally validating yourself. Now, I know what you're saying, or some of you might be saying is that, oh my God, going out by myself is very uncomfortable. Yes, it just might be. And you know what? That's okay. That is totally fine. It's really going to help you to get out of your box that says, this is how it's supposed to go. And I have to go with another person and I have to do these things and yada, yada, yada. But you don't. This is liberation. This is tapping into healing and joy and all those things that you want to feel and be in 2024. We don't have to wait for someone to give us permission to do these things for ourselves. You are empowered to do this for yourself. And when you start to date yourself, again, it's going to tap into those feelings of loving yourself, supporting yourself, trusting yourself, being able to trust yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things at play here. I think I said trust twice, but I'm not sure. But, and again, also it's about like just understanding who you are and what your needs are. It's about being able to be comfortable being by yourself and learning to enjoy your own company. We need time to learn how to just enjoy ourselves and be content with ourselves and not be in a place where we're like, well, I'll only be happy when I am tied to someone else in all the activities that I do. So learn to treat yourself, learn to take yourself out, learn to celebrate yourself, learn to set up a date, the type of date that you want, Okay, that's going to tap into whatever feelings you want to feel, and then go and do that, and do it regularly, and do it unapologetically. All right. So again, that's the very first thing. In 2024, at least once a quarter, take yourself out, and take yourself out on the nicest date that you're able to invest in at that time, okay? So it could look different for everybody. Maybe you have a budget per date of, $200, okay? And that's great. Maybe you have a budget of $400 per date. And that's great. Like, whatever makes sense for you, I just want it to be the nicest thing that you can do for yourself, because this is an investment in yourself that you're making. A lot of times we are afraid to invest in ourselves. We're afraid of a lot of things, right? A lot of us are. We're afraid to invest in ourselves. We're afraid to, you know, put a little money out when it comes to things that are for us. We have no problem in the world investing in our children, investing in our partners, investing in our friends and their birthdays and, you know, their celebrations and all those things. But when it comes to like really investing in ourselves in a variety of ways, but right now I'm talking about financially, there's always something, you know, that, well, oh, the kids are going to need this, da, 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 da. Or, you know, there's just always a reason why it's hard for us to invest in ourselves. I feel like taking yourself out on a date once a quarter is really going to be a great investment of your time, money, energy, all kinds of things, right? And you're going to start to learn so much about yourself. And I think you're going to have fun. If you're on like the first few times or whenever, like just feeling uncomfortable, feel free to bring a book. Feel free to bring your journal. That's okay. Right? Sometimes we just need to be able to go and read because we're feeling a little awkward, a little uncomfortable, but you're still out by yourself. And that's the point. You're still engaging in things for you. And that's the point. All right. So please, 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 if you want to live a life of more healing, joy, all these things that we want to tap into in 2024, I really want to advise you to take yourself out. Start taking yourself out. Invest that time into yourself. Invest that time you take in getting all dolled up and beautiful. Tell yourself, I'm doing this for me. You know what I mean? I'm going out and looking beautiful for me. I'm doing these things for me. And that's what it's all about. All right. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I would say is go on a solo trip in 2024 that's at least 2 or 3 days. Go on a solo trip that's at least 2 or 3 days. Just one. You can do more than one, great, but you got to do at least one solo trip, all right? So in 2022, which seems like a lifetime ago, I talked about in the podcast somewhere around maybe September, October 2022, somewhere in there, I talked about how I took a solo road trip and it ended up being about, I would say maybe like 9-10 days total on the road, somewhere in there. And what I did was I drove from California. Obviously, I live in Cali. I drove from California to Georgia, actually. And that is pretty much all the way across the country. And I did it by myself. And it was scary. It was eye-opening. It wasn't scary the whole time. Let me backtrack that a little bit, because I don't want you to think that the entire trip that I was like scared out of my socks. No, I'm just kind of giving you an overview here. But because there were a couple of points where I was just like, oh my God. Okay. So it was a little scary, but it was eye-opening. It was very revealing. It took maybe about 4 days to drive from California to Georgia. And I met up with some friends and we stayed in an Airbnb for 4 days or so. And then after that, obviously, I had to drive back, which took, again, maybe like 4 or 5 days or somewhere in there. So, but it was quite an experience. I'm not sure that it's something that I would necessarily repeat, like actually driving that much of a distance, because I think I drove one way, maybe like 3,000 miles or maybe more, somewhere in there. But I don't think that's something that I would ever do again. And I probably wouldn't recommend you do that specifically, like a cross-country drive back and forth, because we got to think about our safety. I really just sometimes I get in my mind like I'm going to do this thing and then I just do it. And I don't always like look at all the cons. So I'm just very thankful that God was with your girl, because again, there were a couple of things where I was just like, ooh, this is a little weird. But overall, it was perfectly fine. But if I were to do it again, there would be a couple of things I would probably change. But the point of this is I want you to think about something that you can do, somewhere that you can go by yourself, solo trip. Okay. It could be 200 miles away from your house, and it only takes you a few hours to get there. It could be across the country. Maybe you fly somewhere, maybe not necessarily drive across the country. Maybe you fly or take a train or take a cruise or just something along those lines. But there is something that is so powerful about a woman stepping into herself, stepping into her own on this solo trip where you are literally relying on yourself to make this happen. I can tell you that during my trip, there was so much that I learned about myself. Honestly, I knew that I was powerful. I knew that I was strong, but that trip, it proved it. Like, it showed me without any uncertainty that I am a boss. And it's not that you have to take a solo trip to understand that you're a boss, but I think that was something that I needed to see. Sometimes we've got to take action to really unlock some of the things that are within us. And in this solo trip, again, you're going to be safely relying on yourself, because you're going to safely plan this out and you're going to make sure you let people know where you're going and your itinerary and how long you'll be and where you'll be stopping and, you know, those kind of things, right? But there's something so powerful about just packing your stuff up and hitting the road or catching a flight somewhere and spending solo time by yourself. I had many conversations with God while I was driving. I had many conversations with myself while I was driving. I saw different things. I experienced different things. I met a few different people. It was just something so out of the ordinary for me. And I feel like solo trips, they really can just shake up our spirits, shake up who we are. We learn so much about ourselves. And when you come back, again, you've had this complete experience, whatever that experience is that you would like to do. Again, for me, it was a road trip, but you've had this complete experience. And there's so many nuggets and lessons that you are going to uncover within yourself. And also, just in the world, you'll see things a little differently. I think that sometimes we've really got to get outside of our bubble so that we can really see.
Hey girl, it's Bree popping on real quick to let you know you are not going crazy. PMS and perimenopause are no joke when it comes to those hormonal shifts and how they affect us. So if you've been feeling those shifts like I am right now, you are definitely not alone. Because let me tell you, lately I have been dealing with hot flashes and just feeling super exhausted, and girl, it's just a lot. So I'm super excited right now about Estro Control by Happy Mammoth. Estro Control was created to help us feel like ourselves all throughout the month. It helps maintain optimal hormone levels and it eases those mild mood shifts while also supporting our menstrual cycles, plus skin, bone, and joint health. It's nature inspired, which I love, and just might help you feel a bit more like, well, honestly, you again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The world for what it can be, especially if you're like a homebody, hashtag I'm a homebody, and I'm not ashamed of it. I am proud to be a homebody. But it's like, if you allow yourself to get out of your bubble, there's so much to discover. There's so much to see. There's so much to do when you step out of your comfort zone, when you try new things, when you learn to enjoy your own company. Because I'm telling you, taking this solo trip, whether it's like 2 days, 5 days, like whatever the case may be, you are really going to know, just like on those little dates that you're going to be taking, you are really going to know who you are. And also, do I really enjoy my own company? Why do I enjoy my own company, or why not? Like, where's the disconnect? Where is healing needed? When there's no distractions, when it's just you in the road, or you in your travels, you in your exploration, and you're doing it in a solo way, you can't hide from yourself. You can't hide from yourself. You're going to have all the thoughts. You're going to have all the feelings. There's not going to be as many distractions. Technically, yes, you can pull out your phone. And if you scroll on social media on your solo trip, you know, it's definitely a possibility that you can do that. I mean, I feel like it will be time wasted, mostly, if you just spent your entire trip scrolling, because you can do that at home. Solo trips are about you experiencing the world. It's time to put the phone away and be with yourself. Be with yourself and allow that healing to take place. So again, it's just about personal growth, exploring, understanding yourself, trying new things, enjoying your own company, getting out of your bubble, seeing the world, and obviously doing so safely. So again, maybe your solo trip, you drive again 200 miles and you stay at a nice hotel. Maybe it's you spending time at the beach. Maybe it's you spending time at the pool. Maybe it's spending time on a hike. Maybe it's spending time maybe you go to a farm and you just stay there for 4 or 5 days. That's something that I honestly have considered. Actually, the two solo trips that I've considered for 2024, I'm not sure if I'm going to do these, but on my mind are these two things. Number one, going to a farm and spending some time just, if allowed, like tending, like farming, like tending to these animals and just learning more about that kind of stuff. Like, I don't think there's any better way to get your mind off of your day-to-day life than getting on somebody's farm. That's just my thoughts. The other thing that I'm considering, I thought about doing this in 2023. Oh, we're in 2023. I thought about doing this year, but I didn't feel like it was really the right thing to do yet. There's this experience, I think it's in Oregon. I don't recall the name, but if you Google it, you'll find it. And you go into like this, this is going to sound insane. You go into this, it's not a cave. It's kind of like, it's like a retreat, but it's you by yourself. It's on a property. You're not just out in the wilderness by yourself, but you're on this company's property, and you can stay, I think the minimum is maybe like 1 day, 1 or 2 days, up to however long you want. But the thing is, you're in complete darkness. You're in complete darkness. They come and bring your food. It's not like you're locked in, like you're a prisoner or anything. It's not that at all. I am totally not giving this a good impression. I know I'm not. I'm not doing it justice. But the point is that you are disconnecting from the world. You are disconnecting from the world. You're thrust into complete darkness for however long you choose. They do come and check on you, I think, once or twice a day. They bring your meals. And, you know, there's obviously a bathroom in there. I'm sure there's like a tub or a shower in there, the bed, that kind of stuff. But there's no lights. There's not like a light switch or anything where you can just turn on the light. So you're having this experience, this sensory experience, for however long you want to do it, by yourself. And I really want to do that, as crazy as it sounds, because I feel like that will just really help me to sit with myself, to think all the thoughts, and to just come out much more empowered and really just knowing more about myself. And we don't realize how much our senses are overloaded just living day to day in the cities that we live in the communities that we live in the country that we live in, with all this technology and lights and sounds and, you know, different things like that. We don't realize it because we've just become so accustomed to it. We're just very accustomed to it. That's just what it is. So some of the people that did the experience, because yeah, they have videos. I think you can even find videos on YouTube as well as their website. But the people come out and it's like they're entering a whole new world. The colors are brighter, the birds chirping. It just hits different because you haven't heard that in a few days. You haven't experienced light in a few days. You haven't seen another person in a few days. So when you come out, it's just like, I don't want to say you're reborn, because I don't know, that might not be the right feeling or mood that I'm trying to give it here, but it's just like you're just changed after your time being tucked away, just experiencing yourself. Again, I know I'm not doing the experience justice, so I would encourage you to go to Google and put in, I think it's in Portland, Oregon, or somewhere in Oregon, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sure that you can find it. But I am considering doing that maybe for 2 days. People that have gone in, a lot of them said that they slept a lot, which to me makes sense because there's not really too much you can do. And then other times you're just sitting with yourself. You're thinking all the thoughts. Some people go in there and they're singing. Maybe you pray. There's just different things. But again, you're just sitting with yourself for however long you want to do it. That's it. There's no distractions, literally. So yeah, maybe that's a little off the wall for you, but that's what I'm considering. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it in 2024, but I would like to. I'm not even sure how long I could last, but, you know, I would like to. Anyway, I'm going off topic. Go on a solo trip, sis, by yourself. And then the last thing that I want to say, this is number 3, and I've talked about this maybe in 2021, if I'm not mistaken, or 2022, is that I want you to take a think week. This is something that Bill Gates does every year, or at least he did every year. And how did I hear about this concept? I don't know if I read it in a book in 2022 or if I saw a video or something. I don't recall. But, you know, just taking this think week is, to me, it's going to be a time of just like, again, learning, taking time away from daily distractions, taking time to think about your goals for the year or your goals for the quarter. Think about just whatever it is that you need to give yourself time to focus on. But we're so distracted, we're so bogged down in life in the day to day that putting energy to thinking just feels very overwhelming. It's hard to think and center yourself when there's so much swirling around you. And if you're living life, as we all are, if you're listening to this podcast, obviously, life is lifing. Life is definitely lifing. So Bill Gates takes a whole week off. I know that is a luxury that a lot of people are not able to take. But he actually, if I'm not mistaken, again, this is I'm going from memory from when I talked about this in maybe like 2022 on a podcast episode. But he goes somewhere for a whole week, eliminates every single distraction. He probably doesn't even take a phone with him. He goes by himself and he just thinks for a week. That's literally his job, taking time to just think all the thoughts. I think that's amazing. All right. Again, that is definitely a privilege, though. Some of us ain't going to be able to take a whole week, and that's okay. I personally, excuse me, could I take a week? I think I could, actually. But the only reason that I say that is because my child is older. She's not even a kid. She's not even technically a child. I just call her that because she came out of my womb. But my kid is not a kid anymore. So technically, I probably could. Actually, I'm sure I could take a whole week to just go somewhere and think. And that's the only job that I have, is to just think, plan, dream, have all the thoughts, think about goals, think about my life, like really get my philosopher on, right? But some of us will not be able to do that. And it's because we all have different responsibilities. So if you cannot take a think week, take a think day. Take a think half day. Okay? Take some time where all you are responsible for is yourself and thinking. Now, maybe you make this a part of your solo trip, especially if your time is limited. I feel like personally, it would make sense, at least for me, but your mileage may vary, that these things that I'm talking about are actually three different distinct situations. And the reason that I say that is because we rarely get any time for ourselves. We rarely get any pleasure just for ourselves. We rarely get time to just think for ourselves, do the things we want to do for ourselves, be who we want to be. Like, we women, especially Black women, we rarely get this time just for us. So I would love it if you were able to make this three different things and you really map that out in 2024. So you're like, okay, I'm going to take my four solo dates. Maybe your solo date's a whole day. Maybe your solo date is just a few hours. It's really up to you, but it's your time away just to enjoy yourself. Just enjoy your own company. And then as far as the solo trip, again, maybe it's you only go 100 miles from your house. Maybe you go halfway across the world. Again, what we have access to is different for every person listening to this podcast. But again, you're taking time away just to be with yourself, to see the world, to get out of your bubble, to try something new, to do a little exploration. You know what I mean? Traveling alone is a whole mood. It's a whole experience. And I really want to encourage you to do that, because a lot of us, we wait until someone else is available for us to do X, Y, Z. That's like, we wait until we have a partner to exercise so we don't have to go to the gym by ourselves. We wait for someone to want to travel somewhere so we don't have to go anywhere by ourselves. We wait for someone else to say, hey, I want to do XYZ, that thing you've been waiting for, but you just want to do it with someone else because you feel like it'll be too awkward. Like, we just wait. We wait our lives away. We wait and we wait and we wait and we wait and we wait. We're not doing that in 2024, okay? If you want to live a more empowered life, you want to live a more liberated life, it's okay for you to start doing things by yourself. And then lastly, taking that time to think. I would love to be able to be Bill Gates and be able to go away for a whole week into this. He goes to like a cabin or some mountain retreat or something. That isn't right now, at least, something that I'm able to do. That may change in 2024. But at minimum, let's just say I can't get away for a whole week. What I can do is let my daughter know, and the people in my life, like, I can turn the phone off. I can say from noon to 9 p.m. this week, every day this week, I do not want to be disturbed. Don't ask me any questions. Don't expect a text back. Like, I might even go away to a park or just somewhere where I'm outside of the house for a few hours. You have to do what makes sense for you, but there's definitely workarounds to this. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. There are definitely workarounds to this. So it's all very possible with planning for you to do these things so that, again, you can tap into these feelings that we want to tap into, which are aligning yourself with healing, aligning yourself with joy, aligning yourself with growth, aligning yourself with understanding yourself, learning yourself, validating your own self, aligning yourself with just tapping into your femininity. Like I said, that for me is really, really important for me in 2024. I want to start doing that. And I have been doing that this year. I told you guys before that I was in like my sweatpants era. I was in my sweatpants. Not that sweatpants are not feminine. They just were like, listen, I was deep into the sweatpants era. Like, I'm putting on the sweatpants every day. And just that whole mindset of me just being super, super, like, comfortable. Like, I can't even explain it. And there was a few reasons for that. And maybe I'll go into that at another time. I don't want to keep this episode too long or make this too long. But I don't want to be in that sweatpants era anymore. And I'm not. And so I have actually been buying different little clothing articles. Some of them are sweats because we are in winter. But cute little tops and little pants and little jewelry and just kind of zhuzhing myself up a few times a week and putting on my red lip and putting my little earrings on and, you know, just doing things like that and wearing and little cute little shoes and pants and all that stuff because I really want to tap into my femininity. I really want to tap into my womanhood. I really want to tap into my womanly power. And it's not that the clothes do that, but it's just kind of like a signal for me that it's okay for me to do these things that invite a sense of just being soft and pretty and luxurious and I don't know, things like that. But yeah, these three things really will help you tap into things, and these might be things you haven't been able to tap into consistently for a very long time. It could be, again, I talked about the healing, the joy and things like that, but it could be comfort. It could be ease. It could be rest and restoration and recharging and refuge and like all these things. That's what these three things are going to help you tap into in 2024. So that's the three things, my dear, that I wanted to share with you on today's episode. I would love to hear your comments, your questions, your thoughts. Also, kind of like what you think that you'd be able to do in 2024. You can leave that information or those comments on Spotify. That's where you're listening, by leaving a little comment where it says, what did you think about today's episode? If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure that you share it. Leave a rating and review on iTunes and Spotify. But those two things really help the show to grow. And I am ever so appreciative of any support that you can give your girl. So with that said, y'all, that is it for today's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I look forward to speaking with you next Monday. In the meantime, have a blessed week.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.